we've almost run out of crossbars, as it were. He wouldn't be winning a classic out of turn, would he?
No. You know, he's been to all these big races this year and all these classics, so hopefully it's his turn.
It seems strange, doesn't it? Back last October, you just got done by Golden Horn, and he just got done by Golden Horn in what looked an ordinary maiden. It's been a quite extraordinary story this year, hasn't it?
Yeah, look, he's bumped into Golden Horn a few times now, unfortunately, and come out the wrong side of it most times. But look, no Golden Horn tomorrow, so hopefully it's his turn.
How significant do you see the Voltigeur as in terms of the sort of the story of the build-up to this race? Do you see that as the key trial?
Well, it's known to be the key trial for this in Ledger in the past, and you know we've got the first and second favour. We're first and second in the race, so you know obviously it looks a you know sort of the race to take out of it and take forward into this Ledger. So, but also you've got to remember, I think when you've got classic form is always is a key point in any race.
But that said, of course, the big difference between the Voltigeur and the Ledger, are 2 furlongs and about 130 yards, and that is obviously the key. You should get home, shouldn't you? Hopefully, it won't be for want of stamina.
Yeah, you never know until you run, but I would have thought, the extra 2.5 furlongs won't be a problem.
Does a small field lead you to think, you know, is it an extra factor you just have to think about as to where the pace is going to be and the things like that, or you just run your own race and what the other six do is up to them?
I'll ride my own race and see what happens. If there's enough pace on, I can take a lead, and if they don't go quick enough, then he doesn't mind making the running. So.
And you'll get all the right vibes out of William since your guy. All seems to have gone well, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, look, obviously William wouldn't run him if he didn't think he was in top form, you know. He doesn't run horses in big races for the sake of it, you know. So, you know, I see him most days, but I don't know much to do with him. But look, as I say, obviously if he must be in good form, William wouldn't run him otherwise. And you know, hopefully tomorrow it's his turn, and hopefully he's good enough in the day.
There's a very special cap given to the winning jockey in the Ledger. I'm sure you've seen it. What would it mean for someone to put that on your head at about 3:50 on Saturday?
Yeah, you know, I try not to think of those things too much because worry about them after the race if it happens. But yeah, it'd be nice. But look, as I say, we try not to, look too far ahead. You know, get up to tomorrow and get the race over and done with, and hopefully we're first past the post and we're good enough on the day.